Greg, this is our new Browns theme music for this morning.
Well, I'm intrigued.
It's a cowbell on the bell cow, the lead cow, and that's the big talk at Browns training camp, I guess. Scott Petrek from the Chronicle Telegram can kind of enlighten us on this morning. I was looking at some stories over the weekend for the Browns, and this thing came up. The running back coach is looking for his bell cow. Explain that to us, Scott.
Yeah, that's what they call the guy that, you know, is the starter and gets the bulk of the carries and the bulk of the playing time. It's kind of the man in the backfield. And Wilbert Montgomery spent much of yesterday saying that he's disappointed that none of his guys has seized the opportunity and he's looking for somebody to claim the job.
Have you been to a training camp where you felt this, or is this something kind of unique in your covering the Browns?
Yeah, no, it's a little unusual. You know, and the thing is, the Browns have three guys, Isaiah Crowell and Terrence West, who were rookies last year, and then they have rookie Duke Johnson this year. And those guys are kind of competing to be that number one, the featured back, the guy that they rely on and gets the, you know, most of the playing time. And the problem is that Terrence West and Duke Johnson each missed a week of practice with injuries, and Duke Johnson's still out. So it looked like Crowell would be, you know, had the chance to kind of claim that job, you know. And when asked about it, Montgomery said, no, I need to see more. I need to see him say he demands the ball, and I need to see him do everything, you know, off the field, hydrate and work hard and all those things to show that he wants to be that guy, and he hasn't done it yet. So when asked about each guy individually, he was fine. He would compliment them, but as a group, he really took the guys to task. He said they didn't show up in tip-top shape. You know, they're not on the field, which is frustrating, and then nobody's claimed the job yet.
Scott, what does it say about these people if they don't report to camp in tip-top shape?
Yeah, you know, that's an interesting thing, and I think we're going to try to talk to Coach Mike Pettine about that today. Because there's a lot of hamstring injuries. I mean, there's like 10 guys on the stationary bikes yesterday not practicing, and most of them have hamstring injuries. You know, I don't know if it's a conditioning thing where they're, you know, off the field, like during the off season. The guys, you know, they have about 6 weeks off. They don't keep up the regimen, and then they get back and they're not ready to go. Or if the Browns' actual, like the team's conditioning isn't right, because they stretch before every practice, but maybe they're not doing quite the right things that lead to this number of hamstring injuries. But, I mean, you know, hamstring injuries are common and calf injuries. I mean, that happens every year to every team. But it sure seems like the Browns have a bunch of them early. But I think that's maybe something when you have a bunch of young guys that they don't know exactly how to take care of their bodies. When, you know, you talk to veterans, that's something they learn. They learn how to show up at camp ready to go. And maybe these rookies or second-year players just don't have that experience yet.
We're talking with Scott Petrek of the Chronicle Telegram, covers the Browns. They had their scrimmage in Columbus. What can you report out of that?
Yeah, you know, it went well for the offense. Last year they had the scrimmage in Akron and didn't score a touchdown, an offensive touchdown. So this year, Josh McCown, the starter, led the first team offense down the field and they scored. Johnny Manziel led two touchdown drives. That third stringer, Connor Shaw, led a touchdown drive. So I think the Browns are pleased with the offensive production. And to me, Johnny Manziel was the story of the night, particularly because he threw the ball well. He was 9 for 11, two touchdown passes. But what really stood out is after the scrimmage, we're on the field talking to players, and Joe Thomas said, Johnny Manziel showed that he's ready to be a starting quarterback. And, you know, Joe usually isn't one for hyperbole, and he was one of Manziel's harshest critics last year. So for him to have his opinion flip like that, I think it speaks to the commitment Johnny Manziel has shown his teammates, and that commitment is starting to show up on the field. Now, he's not going to be the starter week one. Josh McCown is still the firm number one, according to Mike Pettine. But Johnny Manziel is making strides, and I think the whole organization is glad to see it.
Good to see good things happen, but should we wait for at least an exhibition game?
Yeah, there's no doubt. I mean, that's the problem with today's world. You know, we all want to jump to conclusions. He was facing the number two defense with maybe the number three cornerbacks because of injuries. You know, it's a scrimmage. You can't sack the quarterback. So, yeah, we're going to see a bunch of Johnny Manziel in the preseason starting Thursday. And that's when we can really make determinations. And it's not just Johnny Manziel. It's Terrell Pryor, the guy trying to make the conversion to receiver. He's shown everything in camp to make you think he can make the transition. But he's going to have to make plays in these preseason games to prove that he deserves a roster spot.
So what do we expect to see, or what should we look for when the Browns host the Redskins this coming Thursday?
Yeah, you know, I don't think you're going to see a whole lot of the starters. It'll be interesting to see if we do see Terrell Pryor, because if he doesn't practice today and tomorrow, he's not going to play Thursday. So he's got about a day or two to get back on the field, and then we'll see if he can go Thursday. And you're going to see a lot of Johnny Manziel, which will be good to get to see what he can do in those situations. And if it goes according to plan, this is when he'll play, because once the season starts, it's Josh McCown's job, and they're not going to force or rush Manziel onto the field. So this is his opportunity to kind of take that next step, prove that he's made big strides since a rookie when he looked lost in his playing time. And then you got to gauge the rookies. Danny Shelton looked good in the scrimmage, the number one pick. And then we got the battle at right guard between Cam Irving, the rookie first-rounder, and incumbent John Greco. And this is when those battles begin to get this really get decided. You know, you can only tell so much in practices where nobody's going really 100%. There's no tackling. So that's when we'll start to see who's going to take the advantage in these competitions.
I guess we'll also see who's going to be the bell cow. I mean, we'll see which running back kind of steps it up for an actual game.
Yeah, no, you're right. That'll be decided in these next three or four games. You know, the problem is the injuries. The Browns really wanted Duke Johnson, the rookie third-rounder out of Miami, to kind of seize that role. And he's going to play a bunch. Assuming he's healthy, he's going to play a bunch, whether it's third down or they split him out at receiver. But he has a chance to be the guy, the number one back, and the guy that also plays on third down. But if he doesn't seize that starting role, then it's between those two second-year guys, West and Crowell. And, you know, West is a little bit of a head case. And Crowell, to me, it seemed like it was Crowell's job to lose. So that's why it was a little surprising when Montgomery said he hasn't seized it yet, because I liked what I saw from him last year.
He also stated Montgomery doesn't like the running back by committee type of thing, which I guess is good for us if we want to find somebody who can carry the ball instead of in and out every other play.
Right, and they had that issue last year with those guys, and then, you know, Ben Tate, the veteran, was here until they cut him because, you know, he was an issue off the field, personality-wise. He didn't fit in the locker room. West would have a good game, and then he wouldn't work hard the next week, and they'd bench him. Carr would have a good game, and then West would replace him. So I think that becomes frustrating and difficult as the running back coach. So he wants to find the guy he can trust and stick with him until he's tired, and then that's fine to replace him for a couple plays. But you'd like to know, okay, this is my guy. This is a guy I can count on. And I know if we give him 18 carries, he's going to rush for 85 yards, and that's what the kind of production they're looking for.
Scott, I know it's early, but do you notice any difference between this training camp and Mike Pettine's first one a year ago?
Well, you know, I asked him about that. He says he feels a little less angst, but that's about it personality-wise, and the players said they don't notice a whole lot of changes. To me, if there's any changes in the actual practices, they're slower. The Browns change coaches every other year, so I've seen a bunch of coaches run training camp, and it seems like a lot of individual work this year. Maybe a lot of downtime. I don't know if I've seen him run a two-minute drill. I think I saw one two-minute drill this year. So I think Mike Pettine's coaching staff is still teaching. They're still trying to install stuff. And despite the number of injuries, I think he set it up so they don't have a lot of injuries. You know, veterans get days off. Joe Thomas gets every third day off. Joe Hayden's gotten days off. Even second-year cornerback Kwan Williams, he was an undrafted rookie last year. He got a day off last week just to rest. So I think he's trying to manage these players knowing that it's a long season, which is kind of interesting then because they have all these injuries anyway.
Scott Petrick of the Chronicle Telegram. You can see him, follow him in the CT, also on Twitter as well, and getting the daily reports. We appreciate your time this morning, and we'll talk to you next week and after one of the exhibition games is already in the books. Thanks, Scott.
Okay, I'll be in Rochester then for practices against the Bills. So that'll be great.
Okay, great. Thanks.